Om Shanti. Today is second episode of Going Beyond Questions. First question, please tell what exactly one has to do in Ashariri stage. What exactly one has to do in bodiless state? This is the question. The question is, what exactly one should do in bodiless state? What is the answer? When you become bodiless, what exactly you have to do? What is bodiless state? That is not the question. Question is, what you have to do? What you have to do? Yeah, so we will take out about 10 different things we have to do in bodiless stage. 10 different things we have to do during bodiless stage. What we do exactly? First, bodiless stage, everybody experiences bodiless stage, but exactly what we have to do in those stages? The movement, first thing is to feel the soul. To feel this soul, to feel all the powers of the soul, to feel the very embodiment of that soul. What are the different forms of that soul? Like, I am an embodiment of love, I am an embodiment of happiness, I am an embodiment of knowledge, I am an embodiment of power. So feel that bliss. I am the embodiment of bliss. To become bodiless, to become Ashariri means you start feeling what exactly is the soul, and to feel the eternity of that soul, to feel the imperishable nature of that soul, to feel that diseaseless state of the soul, to feel that indivisible state of the soul, to feel that yes, I am imperishable soul, I am eternal soul, I am immortal soul, I am indivisible soul, I am indestructible soul. To feel this, to feel the bliss of the soul. This is the first thing we have to do the moment we get detached from the body. Start telling yourself what I am. I am the embodiment of these 7 things, and then nature of the soul. This is what I am. Nothing can destroy me. Fire cannot burn me. Air cannot dry me. Water cannot wet me. Nainam chindanti shastrani nainam dahati pavaka. This, nothing has got any effect on me. I am apart. I am aloof. Away from all these things. I am very subtle, infinitesimal point of light, conscient point of light. So, feel the very nature of the soul. That is the first thing when you have to do the moment you become detached, separated from this body. One. Second, to feel the separateness of the soul from body. You got situated in the soul conscious state. Second is to see it totally from above. This is body which is down and I am above. I am not this body. Body is different, I am different. To see this, to feel this separateness. Because we are so much bound in this body that we don't have time to get separate. So the moment you start becoming Ashariri or bodiless, you start feeling that separateness. Now this is body and I am this. Whatever is happening, this body is in pain, not me. This body is uncomfortable, not me. The body is feeling the scorching heat of the sun, not me. Body is feeling cold, not me. Body is sweating, not me. Body is hungry, not me. Body is thirsty, not me. I am different. To feel the separateness of the body. See from above yourself sitting down. I am this, but I am... This is my body, but I am not that. This is my body. I was in that body, and I am out of the body. In the first point, also one more thing, out of body experience. First point we said, to get stabilized in the nature of the soul, at the same time feel that out of body thing. Experience it. So that is first. Second is separateness. Third, see around and see what is the bliss of the soul and what are the bondages of this body. Try to think over this. This body is terrible bondage. Contemplate, churn on this. This body is down. I am different. And there are so much bondages in the body. Look around. All this body, all the souls are in bondages. While now I have become free. I am not in this body. I am totally free. So body is different. I am different. That was second. Third is, the body is full of bondages, but I have got out of it. Now I am feeling the blissful nature of the soul. My own nature is bliss, peace, happiness, not this. This is different. That is the third thing. Fourth, as Dr. Purvi said, fourth is going to subtle world and going to home. This is the fourth thing we have to do in the bodiless stage. We have to go to subtle world and we have to go to our home. Fifth is world tour. Go for a world tour. Baba has said in Sunday's Murli, you sit on the top, just as Sri Krishna is sitting on the globe. The moment you are on the top, the world appears as a small ball. So go for a world tour. Fifth. Sixth is Sakash. What you have to do in bodiless stage? Give Sakash. Give Sakash to souls. Because they need your Sakash. So go and give Sakash. The next is spiritual drills. All the spiritual drills you cannot do whilst in the body. Because they have nothing to do with body. All spiritual drills means spiritual means spirit. Related to spirit. Spirit means soul, being, chetana, consciousness. So everything is with this soul. So soul goes out, moves around, and that is spiritual drill. Now what are spiritual drills? Any amount of, like five forms, three forms. These are all spiritual drills. So, for all spiritual drills, you have to be bodiless. It is a prerequisite to do spiritual drills. So, spiritual drills. Next, all relationships with God. You cannot forge any relationship with Him unless and until you go out of this body. You can do in the body also, that is a different thing, whilst working and all. But to have a greater experience, you have to be bodiless. To have all relationships with Him. To experience all relationships with Him. So that is another point. Next, what else? Yes, that is known as detached observership. Detached observership, mute spectator. You see all, everything going on as a detached observer, up. You are out of the body and you see everything down. So in that down, everything you can see, all your 84 births, everything, just seeing everything. Seeing around, see everything, see your department, see the people around you, but away. You are not seeing from the same platform. You have risen above. You are little above the ground, the earth. And from there, you are watching everything which is down. So that is detached observership. Next, what else one should do, Nagaraj bhai, whilst we become bodiless? Yes, this is a very important point. Ninth or eighth point. How much? Ninth. Tenth. Last is this. You fill yourself with compassion, with mercy and the desire to help other souls to become bodiless. You help those souls to become bodiless. You see them in suffering, in misery, in sorrow. So much sorrow down. Now what you have to do? You have to inspire those souls to become bodiless. Because unless and until they become bodiless, they cannot get out of that sorrow. There is only one way to come out of this sorrow and suffering and misery and pain and pangs of this human life. The moment you start tasting the bliss of soul, you just give up all the worthless pleasures of this body, the sense pleasure, this body, you know, the pleasure which it brings with it, one small pleasure brings with a big amount of sorrow, cartload of sorrow, a truck full of sorrow, a bullock cart of happiness, but a huge truck of sorrow it brings. And for seeking that pleasure, so much effort, so much frustration, so much running here and there. So, what are the things you have to do in bodiless stage? First, feel the nature of the soul. Feel the soul. I am soul. It is not a theory. It is something practical. Simply saying, I am soul, I am soul, I am soul, that will not work. That is not going to work. Just as in Ramana Maharishi, he has written a book, Who I Am. So all the disciples, they keep on reciting, Who I Am, Who I Am, Who I Am. They never reach the answer. They just keep on reciting only, Who I Am, Who I Am, Who I Am, Who I Am. Because he only taught like that. You just keep on searching yourself. But yes, he was right when he said, because this is the greatest search, Who I Am, exactly. Because people do not know. And you, moment you start this inquiry, one day you will reach. But now we know already who we are. We know the exact nature of the soul. We know exactly what is soul. where it is situated, what is the form of soul, from where it comes, from where it has to go. No one in this world knows about this. So our inquiry is not just theoretical but practical. So first point after becoming ashariri is to experience the soul. One, to have that bodiless experience, to have that out of body experience, to experience all the embodiments of soul, to experience all the forms of souls, the nature of the soul. Whatever you know about soul, just start thinking about it. Like, soul is imperishable. Soul takes 84 births. Soul is unaffected by, is not body. Soul is not made up of any material thing. Soul is not made up of five elements of nature. Soul is light. Soul is invisible. Soul is energy. It's power. So, everything you know about soul, start bringing those methods, those points in mind. So that is one. Second, to feel the separateness of soul and body. Like dry coconut and wet coconut. You have to become dry coconut. When you shake, you should get that voice. Yes, this is different, this is different. I am different, body is different. Nacha bhati bhuta sangam. I am not this assembly of this bone, mass, tendon, blood, mucus, urine, stool. This is what body is all about. How can I get attracted to this body? What joy, what pleasure is in this body? Look at the patients who are in the ward, general ward, suffering from chronic diseases. Look at the those people who are in old age. They can't walk, all teeth have fallen down. They can't hear. There's nobody around. They can't see. They have to droop down, bend. That is the state of the affair. That is human body, how it passes through so many stages. Where is that beauty of youth? Where is that bloom? Everything is gone. Now the body has become so dilapidated, as if a house about to fall. So that is the state of this human body. This body is what? It's bone, mass, mucus, blood, tendon, fluids. This is what is human body. And should I get attracted to this body? Should I enjoy this body? I am sitting in this body just for doing sadhana. And this is the best place, this human body. Durlab. This is the blessed, rarest of the body I have got. So I am thankful to it, but I will not give way to indulgence. No. So second is to feel the separateness. Third is to see those, look around, state of the affair of those people who are in bondage of body. Body is the cause of bondage. And you are feeling now, you are away from the body, you are feeling the bliss of the body, and those people are in bondage. So have that feeling deeply. The more you stay out of the body, the more blissful you are. The more you are in the body, the more sorrowful you are. That is the third point. Fourth is tour. Going to subtle world and going to soul world. Another is world tour. Go with this body, you go around. Baba has said, go to different center, go to Madhuban, go to Satyug, go anywhere, wherever you want. Have a picnic. Recently Baba said, you can move out and go on a world tour. That is another point. Next is Sakash. You have to give Sakash to distant places, to farthest and furthest corners of the world through your subtle body, and that is the ashariri stage. Then is drill. All spiritual drills you have to do only in the bodiless stage. Start doing different. Create new drills. Invent new drills. Rediscover. Discover and rediscover. That is the word. Invent and reinvent. Discover and rediscover. So form, have new drills. Then all relationships that you can feel that powerful bond, connection, link with Baba only when you go in ashariri, in that bodiless stage. Then next, as a detached observer, see everything, whatever is happening in this world drama, on this world drama, on this stage. Just observe, sit as if I am sitting here and that is the screen, everything is happening there. I am not concerned. I am absolutely detached. So that is one. Last, have mercy, have compassion. See the miserable and deplorable state of this world. Have mercy for them and inspire them. Inspire them, invoke them, Avahan, invoke them to become bodiless. So So these are the 10 different things, duties you or things you have to do in Asharir. Second is, third question is, when the soul departs and enters the womb, will it enter along with the subtle body of the past birth? Is it that we have all 63 subtle bodies in the current body? What is the answer? How many subtle bodies we have? Every thought creates a subtle body. No, but total 84 births, how many subtle bodies we have? There are two schools of thought now. Now these are some little difficult, tricky questions. One school of thought says there is only one subtle body which changes its form. Another says when the soul leaves the body and enters a new body, a new womb, a new subtle body is created there. And from there the new journey starts. And this appears to me more appealing, ki every we have different subtle bodies for different birth. And what happens to the old subtle body? What is subtle body? It's nothing but sort of vibrations, lights. Okay, it's a sort of aura. So this light, lot of discussion has taken place on this subject in this BK family itself. You will find some group, BK discussion groups, they have discussed this topic in detail. So what they say is, the body goes, the soul leaves the body, it has the subtle body, okay. Some form of that gets destroyed. And some deeper impressions, some deeper vibrations stay, and they get stabilized in new womb of the mother. Okay? And the form of sanskars. And now this subtle body, and as the soul starts, the body starts growing up, new subtle body is created in the body, in the same body. We have two bodies, this gross and subtle. Subtle body is nothing, it is not visible. It is a sort of vibrations or energy or light which is there. So, and wherever the soul goes, subtle body is always with it. It is just the vibrations of the soul. As he said, every thought is creating subtle body. So in the one birth only, in one life only, we have got subtle body changes so many times. So actually it is not, the word body could be a misnomer. It is nothing but vibrations. It's vibrations. Because now my subtle body is different when I am here. Suppose somebody is there who is in Madhuban and thinking and churning knowledge or in doing yoga. That time subtle body is different. While he goes out or indulges and commits some mistake, that time subtle body changes. So it is actually the vibrations. A different impression. So, but still, in one birth, if we say there is one subtle body but it changes its form so many times. But in the second birth, it will be a little different. Though carrying some of the impressions of the previous birth. Very strong, deep-rooted impressions. Yeah, on the base of that also you can say, a new subtle body is created on the basis of that old subtle body. Actually, this subtle body has been discussed even in our scriptures. They talk of seven different types of bodies. The seven chakras are there, they are connecting all that with seven bodies. There are some school of thought, they talk of five different bodies. Annamai kosh, gyanamai kosh, anandamai kosh, in that way, they talk of the five different types of body. So, the answer to this question is that we have 64 subtle bodies in the current body? This is another question. In the form of sanskars, they are there. But some of the sanskars are destroyed. We have worked upon, and we have created new sanskars, new subtle body we are creating. Old subtle body is there. Some is there, some it is not there. This is little horrifying, terrible statement to we are carrying 63 or 84 subtle bodies. So, Baba has never talked about such things. Baba has talked, become with your subtle body, travel here, travel there, astral body, subtle body, light body, angelic body, different names, different words. So, he has never mentioned all this. Yeah? Memories, yeah. Memory, vibrations, sanskars, all those things are, it is carrying. So that itself is subtle body. So answer to this question is yes, and yet no. Because most of the things are forgotten. We don't remember. But might be they are still carrying those vibrations, carrying those light. So that is today's question. Okay, so these two questions for today. So we are going to take 2 days question answer, and one day power of thought, Monday power of thought, Tuesday and Wednesday questions, and Thursday, Mera Baba. This is in English. I think about Hindi also we can take 2 days of question. We'll see about that. Okay. Om Shanti.